Hey, Sam Crowley, got a two for Tuesday, two for Tuesday, two for Tuesday. Are you ready for double the trouble? Here we go.
Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Fired up. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Did you leave your five-star rating? My God, can you get that done today? All five-star ratings on iTunes give you more grace from God, just so you know. If you didn't know that, that's true. It's true. Hey, I want to welcome you to today's podcast. It's Tuesday, April 28, 2015, baby. 2 days left in the fourth month of 2015. How are you doing, champion? Broke and stupid is no way to go through life. Hey, not my words, but I love them and I live by them. Jim Rohn, the great Jim Rohn. If you haven't ever heard of Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, Jim Rohn. He passed away in 2009. God, it's been over 5 years. Wow. I remember when he passed away. First of all, let me just frame it. Jim Rohn is really the godfather of motivation along with Zig Ziglar, okay? A lot of the stuff you hear from Tony Robbins and all these other great speakers, it's great content, but it's all Jim Rohn stuff, okay? They just have framed it, and myself included. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody out there in our space being defined as the personal development, motivational, inspirational type of space. Les Brown would be another one that hasn't benefited and taken a lot of the teachings from the great Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and just really made them into their own. What my brand is, Every Day is Saturday, so it doesn't sound like Les Brown, doesn't look like Bob Proctor stuff, doesn't mirror anything Tony Robbins does, but the common thread woven throughout is a lot of what the great individuals that started this industry, didn't start it, but really brought it to a marketing platform, began, man, and it's awesome. So when Jim Rohn, I remember listening, first of all, go to YouTube and search Jim, R-O-H-N, Jim Rohn, and just devour that stuff, man. Download anything free you can get from him. It's just great, great content. So Jim Rohn used to say in one of his leadership conferences, I used to go to work every day with Jim Rohn audio CDs in my car. And if your name wasn't Rohn, Ziglar, Robbins, T. Harv Eker, I mean, you just weren't allowed in my car. Those were a lot of the audios. Les Brown, obviously, one of my favorites as well. And Jim Rohn, it was just kind of a throwaway line in one of his leadership conferences. And he's speaking to a lot of C-level executives. I mean, it's not like Jim Rohn was just some guy that they brought out in front of a group, jumped up and down. Far from it. I mean, he was a very cerebral, almost grandfatherly type individual, very eloquently spoken. And he said, you know, broke and stupid is no way to go through life. Broke, fat, and stupid is even worse. And if you're offended by that, geez, maybe you're broke, stupid, whatever. I mean, I was never offended by that because I was stupid. All right, I was stupid for staying in a job that I didn't want to be in any longer. You know, I didn't hate the people. I hated what the job did not allow me to do. I just wanted the F word, man. Freedom. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to be free. And damn it, I was going to be free. And it's funny because I've talked about this on other podcasts. And all of a sudden now, people get offended when you say J-O-B, just over broke, journey the broke, jump out of bed, the acronym for a job. Well, it's funny. The only people that are ever offended by that acronym now, and I don't know why anybody gets offended from it. No one was offended about it 20 years ago, but you know what happens? People go for their dream, and they fail. They get, you know, kicked at right below the knees, and they're out of the game, and then they give up. So they go get a job, and they turned from being this entrepreneur who was all excited about leaving the J-O-B to this, you know, holier than thou, how dare you refer to the J-O-B as a journey of the broke, jump out of bed just over broke. Well, let me tell you. You're going through life broke and stupid. Because if you truly believe that you want to become an entrepreneur and you want to be free, then that's your problem. That's a you problem if you get offended by that. And if you're offended by a guy like Jim Rohn quoting those things as well, I wasn't offended. When someone used to tell me that I was a corporate slave, I would agree with them. I would get very angry, but I wasn't angry with the individual. How could I be angry at a CD? What am I going to do, punch the CD, you know, take it out of my car, hit the eject button and, like, punch it? No, that's stupid. That's a stupid thing to do, all right? And I was being stupid. I was walking in fear, not by faith, walking by fear, afraid my 401k would be gobbled up, afraid I wouldn't be able to afford health insurance, afraid that I wouldn't be able to provide for my family, afraid that I would be laughed at, afraid that people would judge me. And look, man, I was trapped. And if you're trapped, I'm here to tell you, you have hope. I mean, there's a lot of hope left in your tank. The problem is you just got to see this and you got to discover it. And don't be offended. I mean, if something like that shocks you, which it probably did when anybody starts out an audio podcast saying, broke and stupid is no way to go through life. Well, that's what we call a pattern interrupt. All right, that's to get your attention. That's equivalent to me like clapping my hands in my daughter's face. Say, hey, wake up. Listen to me now, child. And that's what I'm saying to you. Wake up, man. Don't be angry because somebody is talking about the J-O-B or broken stupid or anything like that. Understand that that's an emotion that you've tied to that. And I'm glad. Look, get angry. Get angry at me if you got to get angry. Get angry at yourself. Get angry at the situation you're in. But then make a move. Do something that's going to get you out of that current situation. And it doesn't need to be anything, you know, earth-shattering right now. See, the little pebbles, man, little pebbles built upon each other are going to build this incredible foundation that you'll be able to lay your entrepreneurial dream upon. Now, a foundation built on quicksand, a foundation built right on the beach, on the shore, it's going to erode eventually. I'm talking about a rock-solid foundation. And how do you do that? Well, if you don't want to be broke any longer, what do you think would be a good thing to do? A couple suggestions. Stop spending money on things that you don't need, which you'd be shocked if you went through your credit card statement, your bank statement every month, line item out. And I'm talking about when you go to the grocery store and you're going just to grab a gallon of milk and it's only $2.50 and you end up spending $12.50. You do that every day, a variance of 10 bucks, you're out $300 a month. That's a very good car payment right there. I drive a Buick Regal, leased it, 2012 Buick Regal. The lease is up actually next month. The lease is $373 every single month. What I just described to you gets you a new lease, okay? Don't ever lease a car, by the way. I wouldn't recommend it. As Dave Ramsey called it, the fleece, okay? It's not really economically sound, but back in 2012, we bought a Buick Enclave for the family, and I happened to lease a Buick Regal, but I ran it through my business. It's a business expense. Understanding that, being financially literate, is very important. That all of this stuff ties together. All my rental properties, I'm making a trip to Lowe's or Home Depot and things like that. All that stuff comes off. It's a pass flow through LLC. It's a legitimate deduction here in the United States that the IRS allows you, as long as you can document it, that you can run that through your business, and it lowers your revenue exposure, which subsequently lowers your tax exposure. It's illegal to evade taxes. It's not illegal to avoid taxes, meaning legitimately writing off things through your business. Now, if all this stuff is brand new to you, then do a little bit of homework on how to become an effective entrepreneur and how to not be broke any longer. Listen to yesterday's show, 196th of a Day, the 196th of a Day podcast. Take 15 minutes right now to learn something new that you don't know. If you got to go to LegalZoom, LegalZoom.com, and look up some forums on how to form an LLC or a land contract in real estate or anything like that, a patent, a trademark, something, learn it. If you want to go on Google or YouTube, oh my God, let me tell you, it's a treasure trove of information. Just learning this right now, how to record on your computer, takes 15 minutes just to start watching. Yesterday, I learned how to install a one-click upsell and downsell script on my sales funnel. I want to do that stuff myself, not because I want to geek out on all this nerd stuff, but I thought it would be really neat to learn because I always hired that stuff out at $100 an hour. Why not save $100 an hour? That's a pretty good idea. Wouldn't you like to save $100 an hour? All of this stuff, whether you stop spending $10 a day at the grocery store, I love my coffee addicts out there, but look, if you're spending $4 a day, I get it. It's part of the routine. It's part of my routine. But if you're spending $4 a day every day, that's $120 a month. That's $1,400 a year that you're out just on something that costs 10 cents that you can make at your home in your coffee pot if you just want to wake up 10 minutes earlier every single day. You want to save $1,400? Stop going to Starbucks every single day. That's all. Or do what I did. Get the Dunkin' Donuts app on your phone, and it's 99 cents for a coffee, and they send you all these free coupons. I probably cut my coffee expenditures down to 25% of what it used to be. All right. I'm just saying all this stuff because I hear so many people say as the excuse why they can't move forward is I don't have the money or I don't have the time. I'm going to pick it up on the next show. I'm going to tell you how to move forward by having the money and by having the time. But understand as much. Don't go through life broke and stupid. It's your buddy, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.